Come on, brother. I am nervous as I get out. He'd have to preach me last. I just want to say thank y'all for being here. And I thank you for this church. I thank you for that man. He's like my second father. He's a second generation Christian. He's been in the ministry and he never quit. And I just get tired of quitters.
Amen.
I just get so tired of quitters.
Amen.
And I just hope by the grace of God I'll never quit.
Amen.
Turn to Genesis chapter 24, please, and let me start my timer. All right, God, I'm going to do this as quickly as possible and sit down and get out of the way. I literally, honestly, had no idea what to preach, literally. I had no idea. I got messages on Peter, messages on the restoration of the temple, messages on mountains, messages on a lot of things, and I literally had no idea what to preach, but yesterday morning I was reading my Bible over here, Genesis chapter 24, and I just saw a little something. I just wrote it down right there. Then last night with Brother Tom Gresham, Brother Drummond has said that our testimonies, our second generation testimony is one of the best testimonies, and he is so right. And I used to think, that's a great testimony, all these men of God and how they got saved out. But then I thought about it, I don't have to go out there and mess up my life to have a good testimony. Yeah. That man right there, he's been my hero, and he's got the greatest testimony of I know. He raised up a church, he stuck with it, he loves his family, pastor church. And that's one of the greatest testimonies ever, is for you to just stay in church, stick with the stuff, and just stick by everything. So Genesis chapter 24. And everybody knows the story. I'm not going to read the whole thing for the sake of time, but let's just start off with verse 1, please. And it says, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things." And verse 2, it says, in Genesis chapter 24, it says, "And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all he had, put, I pray thee, hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son, the daughters of Canaanites, among whom I dwell." And then pretty much I'm down to read the whole thing for the second time. Or I'll just go through the just pretty much tell the story. Abraham is asking his eldest servant to pretty much go out and find a wife for his son Isaac. And pretty much he said, "I'll do it." And he pretty much just swore by it. He said, I don't want to be a wife in the land of Canaan. I want you to go to my own people, find a wife for my Isaac. You know, that's another thing. Children, don't go outside the church to go find you a wife. You can still find a wife. You can still find somebody in church. A lot of trouble people have is going outside church. Well, they say they save. Yeah, they say they save because they want to get with you. But the best thing to do is find somebody in church of like faith or the same practice that we believe and marry somebody in church instead of outside church. That's not what I'm preaching on. But that's just a little thought right there. But what I want to preach on is pretty much, I'm not going to read the whole thing for the second time, but I'm going to just skip down to verse 21. Pretty much he went out there to find her. He was went out the well. He got camels to drink. And then, as y'all know, Rachel or Rebecca? I keep getting them two mixed up. I think it's Rebecca. And pretty much he found Rebecca and all this and that. But I'm going to look at verse 21 here. It says verse 21. Well, let's do verse 20. It says, "She hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and draw for all his camels. And the man wondering at her held his peace to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not." And that little phrase stuck out with me. The Lord made his journey prosperous. And when Brother Drummond has said, "You Christian young people, y'all got the greatest testimony of all," I was sitting there. The Lord kind of just touched my heart and he said, "I have made your journey prosperous. I have made your journey prosperous." And I just want to preach on that little phrase for a minute. I'm going to pray, but I just want to magnify the Lord. I just want to thank him for making my journey prosperous. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Lord, Lord God, I'm nervous. So I get out, Lord. It's been a lot of good preaching, Lord God. And I don't know what to do, Lord God. Honestly, I just threw this together because you told me to preach, Lord. But Lord, I pray that you'll help me, Lord. I pray that you'll bless me, Lord. I pray that you'll fill me, Lord. And I pray that you'll help me just to preach your word and just preach everything, Lord. And I won't touch your glory, Lord God, but just help me, Lord God, and pray for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I got about 3 minutes. All right, so right here it says that I made this journey prosperous. Now, a lot of times this place is used as a passage where, you know, Abraham is the father, then the servant is like unto the Holy Ghost, and he goes out to find a bride for, you know, Jesus Christ and all that. But the phrase that stuck out to me was made his journey prosperous. And I just like to say the Lord has made our journey prosperous. The Lord has blessed us. The Lord has saved saved us, he has kept us, and he has literally made our journey prosperous. And I just want to say the first thing I noticed right here was that he was a servant, but yet he ruled over all that he had. Pretty much how the Lord had made his journey prosperous was he was blessed beyond anything he've ever had. Look out here in verse 1, and in verse 2, it said, chapter 24, verse 2, it said, Abraham said unto the eldest servant of his house that ruled over all he had. You want to say that Isaac didn't rule over all he had, and Abraham didn't rule over all he had. The one person that ruled over everything he had was his eldest servant. And that's like how Jesus does to us. Like, we just servants, we don't deserve anything. Like the one brother's preaching, I love my master. We don't deserve anything, and we are blessed beyond our wildest dreams. And the Lord gives us stuff to rule over. He gives us a church. He gives us families. The Lord has blessed us beyond everything we ever done, and he has made our journey prosperous by blessing us with things to rule over. He has blessed him with a church. He's blessed me with a law business. The Lord has just blessed us. The Lord, like that song says, Lord, the Lord is good, and his mercy does truly do it forever. If you can't praise the Lord about his mercies and how they do it forever, and that the Lord is good, then I say you're just not saved. Some of you kids need to honestly get up and thank the Lord that you God have faith. Say, well, my mama, they don't do everything I like. You don't do everything you like. Just because your parents do everything you like don't mean nothing. You are blessed. The Lord has given you. He has made it. Say, well, I don't rule over everything. Let me tell you something. You have to tell you, I don't need to rule over anything. I don't need to rule over anything. He said he ruled over all he had. Pretty much, this was a servant, and yet he had way more than he should have deserved. We are just servant, and we have way, way, way more than what we deserve. Way more. Some of you kids, in honesty, thank your parents for keeping you in a Bible-believing church. I thank my father every day. I'm going to get to that part later on. All right, so we brought pretty much right here. I see the first thing was that he was blessed. How the Lord made his journey prosperous was he was blessed. And the next thing I see was he got his prayer answered. Over here in verse 12. Well, let's start with verse 11. It said, and he made his camels to kneel down without the city by the well of water at the time of the evening, even to the time that the woman go out to draw water. And then verse 12, it said, and he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, show me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. I see the next way how he made his journey, how the Lord made his journey prosperous was that he had pretty much answered his prayer. And I'd like to say that we get our prayers answered way too often, and we don't praise God enough way too often. I remember that lady right there, Miss Tawana. We was praying her for 15 years for salvation, and we just praying and praying and praying, and the Lord God saved her soul. And now my cousin back there, the Lord God saved her soul. Brother Dudley right there, when he was backsliding, he went all the way up. I know, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry, Brother Dudley. It was back in the day. It was way back in the day. But Brother Dudley got backslid, got out of church. He went all the way up to Kansas City. Went all the way up to Kansas City. We thought his wife wanted, his wife was praying that the Lord break his knees. That's what his wife prayed. His wife prayed that the Lord just break his knees, break his leg. But his daughter, Lillian White in the back, his daughter, literally, it was one Wednesday night. She got down on her knees and she started crying and she started praying, Lord God, please bring my daddy back home. She started crying and praying. You know what? A couple months later, Brother Dudley was sitting right back at church because God answers our prayer. The Lord makes our journey prosperous by answering our prayer. And a lot of times we need to thank the Lord for answering prayer. Say, well, the Lord's not answering my prayer. Maybe you're not there yet. Maybe the journey, maybe you still got, that's another part of my message. The journey ain't done yet. Say, well, what if the answer is no? He still answered the prayer. Even if the answer is no, he still makes your journey prosperous. He still answered the prayer. He prayed a specific prayer. He said a specific prayer, bless my master, show kindness to my master. He prayed, he wasn't even praying for himself. He said, show kindness to my master. A lot of times we look at our prayers, that's because we're always worried about ourselves and not praying for other souls, not praying for other people. If you start praying for other people, maybe the Lord will make your journey prosperous. And maybe you'll answer your own personal prayers. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm running out of time here. The next one, verse number 3. All right. The next time he did let his journey prosper. He didn't let circumstances or people get in his way. And verse 55, it says right here in the same chapter, verse 55, it says, and her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days. See, this was after he had told everybody what I'm here for. He was after he met the girl and all that. It said right here, and her brother and her mother let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After this, she shall go. And then right, verse 56, he said unto them, hinder me not. seen the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. Pretty much he said, look here, the Lord has blessed me. The Lord has given me this. The Lord has answered every prayer. The Lord has made me to head over at my master's house. Do not hinder me from completing the task. Do not hinder me from completing my journey. A lot of times, us brethren, we let our families hinder us. We let circumstances hinder us. And the Lord cannot make our way prosperous if every time we get affliction, every time we get something, we want to bow out, just quit on the journey. Finish the journey. Tell the people that the Lord had made my way prosperous, and you will not stand in my way of completing the task that the Lord has put upon me. May the Lord has made the reason why the Lord made his journey prosperous, because he said, hinder me not. We need some people that will say, hinder me not, do not stop my journey, and I pray that let me complete my journey. Amen. And the last thing I got to say is right here in verse number 4. My time's running out. And back to verse number 10. And he said, verse number 10, it says, and the servant took 10 camels of his master and departed for all his goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went unto Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by well water at the time of the evening, even the time that the woman go out to draw the water. I'd like to say the last thing is this, that the Lord didn't make his journey prosperous until he came to the end of his journey. And I got to say, church, we're not there yet. We still got a long ways to go, and people will quit on you. People will back down on you. And, you know, you'll get tired and you want to just sit down by the well and just take a drink of water. But he still had a task he could complete. And even when he sat down and knelt down, he prayed. He said, Lord, he pretty much said right here, Master, he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. He was tired. He said, send me good speed, Lord. And he said, and show kindness. He just got to a place he was walking. He was walking. Nothing was happening. And he got to the end. And he just pretty much said that, Lord, I need you. I need you to show kindness unto me. I need you to send me some good speed. I need you to complete this task. And people, if the Lord is to make our journey prosperous, we got to go till the end. We can't just stop. That's my favorite song. That song, the first time we ever sung that song was during, well, it was the first time, but during our last camp meeting, Brother Bill Grady preached a message on Josiah, on the King Josiah. He pretty much said that the end of Josiah's end wasn't good. And it's just, church, it's not going to get any good. And I hate to say it, because I don't like jail time. I don't like persecution. I don't like anything. I like living my Christian life, and I like how everything going all smooth, and I like it. But he didn't do it till the end. And you know what, church? We just got to keep going till the end. And say, well, what if this happens? What if that goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? I understand things goes wrong. And I'm not saying every moment is a shouting moment. I'm saying every moment was a great moment, but just endure till the end. That's all that. The Lord, when we get to heaven, all the Lord will say is, well done, thy good, faithful. If we just have some people that will just stick it to the end, the Lord will make our journey prosperous. The Lord will make our journey prosperous if we just be faithful and we just make it to the end and we just be faithful. And that's all I got to say. Amen.